And with that, the clock has moved on to 6 o'clock on this Monday morning, 18th of May. Greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord, our King, and our Savior. Trust to find you well wherever you are on God's earth. What a privilege to be on God's wake-up list this morning. To know that God's mercies are fresh and new with every new daybreak. This one too. Yesterday, with all its challenges, all its snares, all its everything that could possibly have happened over the past weekend is gone into all eternity. Never ever can you do anything about that. Except perhaps go to the Lord and say, Lord, I repent. As ek die paplaat val het, dan vraag om vergifnis. 1 John 1 and verse 9. You tune to a Christian radio station. We proclaim the good news, the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, unto the ends of the earth. And for that reason, indeed, a privilege to be in your company. Molweni, Dumelang, Sanbonan, Macheloni Avudi, good morning, Goeiemore. My naam, Wynand Rousseau, so voorreg om saam met jou die nuwe dag te kan ingaan. In the early hours of this morning when I spoke to the Lord and spent some time with our Heavenly Father, I asked Him, Lord, what is it that you want me to share this morning? And as always, and for the better part, when you listen to a radio station like this and you listen carefully, and you will hear that a lot of the things that we talk about is the things that we currently struggling with, the things that we're facing. That's how God teaches us. And I'm not sure if that which I'm about to address is what you are struggling with, but I do trust that you will go search the scriptures. And I'm quite sure that somewhere, somehow in your life, you have struggled with this. And so the Lord spoke to my heart last week on this very topic. And it is to my shame that I must admit, ek het die pap laat val voor die Here. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Proverbs 29:25. It's a scripture that says, it's the book of wisdom written by King Solomon, Proverbs. And that even Solomon, with all that splendor and beauty and everything that a man can dream of, spoke about this. And I'm quite sure that even Solomon was challenged by this. Proverbs 29:25 says, the fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. The fear of man lays a snare. How could it affect Solomon? A wip. Die vrees vir die mens is a wip wat Satan gebruik. Many years ago, a guy by the name of Bob Mumford wrote a book, and he spoke about the snares. He spoke about Proverbs 29:25, and he spoke about snares that Satan used to entangle even believers. The fear of man. And as ek dink in terme van Koning Salomo, dan dink ek, hy was bang om vir party van sy vrouens te sê, hierdie afgod wat jy hier insleep, daar is net een lewende God. Sy naam is Yahweh. And sometimes the fear of men is even in our marriages, and Satan come and snares us up. Bob Mumford wrote about it, he spoke about that snare, die wip, nee? Maar die wip wat plat lê kan niks vang nie. Maar is daai stokkie met die toukie aan wat jy onder die wip sit. He called it a scandal eye. Daai kort stokkie. And Satan comes sometimes and he puts this short stick under the snare to open it up, to entrap you. But the Word of God says, whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. So by now you know a snare, it's a lure, a trap. If you're a fisherman, you would know exactly what I'm talking about. We use snares to catch fish. If you're a hunter, I've had a friend in the Eastern Cape that was a bow hunter, use various kinds of snares to trap game. Do you know that Satan used snares to trap human beings? Jeremiah 5:26 says, "For wicked men are found among my people. They look like fowlers lying in wait. They set a trap. They catch men." Skelmmense. Mense met alternatiewe motiewe. And so it is a fact that Satan used human beings to trap human beings. And one of those snares that I'm talking about this morning is the fear of man. Daar's baie uitdagings, daar's baie versoekinge wat Satan die wip lig in die stokkie indruk. As kind het jy dit ook gedoen, hè? Duwe gevang, mossies gevang. Lig die wip, druk die stokkie en gaan lê daar ver agter 'n klip met jou ma se wol wat jy nie toestemming gehad het om te gebruik nie. Vislyn, so you can catch a bird. And so Satan used snares to trap human beings, Jeremiah 5:26. The fear of man. How are you doing with it this morning? Sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's physiological. Ek onthou op skool die bullies. Wat die ou maar 'n harde tyd gegee het. Sometimes it's physiological. You know what Jesus said to his followers? "I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear." That's the words of Jesus. He says, "Fear him who, after your body has been killed, has authority to throw you into hell." Now, there's a word talking about the fear of men. We fear men. We need to be politically correct. We don't use the word hell nowadays. There are churches that talked about the unchurched, not the unsaved, and they shy away from this word called hell. Jesus didn't shy away from it. He says, "Fear him who, after your body has been killed, has authority to throw you in hell." Yes, I tell you, fear him. You can go and search it yourself, Luke 12, verse 4 and 5. And so Jesus is preparing his disciples for physical persecution. And right now, as we speak, there are Christians who's locked away in the darkest, deepest dungeons because they do not fear men. They set out in public to proclaim the gospel, to share the good news, to say unashamedly so, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. And so he's preparing his disciples for that physical persecution that would follow his resurrection. That they would be beaten, they would be stoned, they would be flogged, they would be imprisoned. If you go to websites like Voice of the Martyrs and you go to websites on the information highway about the persecution of Christians, there's stories of fathers and mothers and children here in Africa that is lined up in a row, and unless they deny the Lord Jesus Christ, they get killed one at a time, family members in front of one another. The horror of that, can you even begin to imagine? Physical persecution. And so Jesus said to his disciples, many of them would be killed. And yet he warned them, and I cannot say it enough, and I was so... Oh man, I stood before the Lord. I said, "Lord, give me the strength, give me the faith to be strong enough, to be bold enough. He warned them not to let fear of men stop them from proclaiming the gospel. Perhaps you have friends that's living together in sin. And we fear to address this because we don't want to offend them. We don't want to lose them. You have people who follow alternative lifestyles, and we don't want to, in love, don't want to address this the way that the Lord Jesus will, for fear of men. There's even a hate speech bill that's worked up in our country and worked on to stop Christians from saying the truth, the way and the life is Christ, eternal Jesus, our Messiah, our Savior. And so he warned his disciples, his followers, that they would undergo tremendous physical suffering for his sake, that the trials would be brief, temporary. And the moment they left the earth, they would forever reap the reward of their faithfulness. Wicked men can hurt them no longer. Ek het 'n musiekonderwyseres gehad wat gesukkel het om my te leer klavier speel, en sy het altyd gesê, dit kan nooit doller as kop afgaan nie. Dit kan nie doller as kop afgaan nie. Whom do you fear this morning? What issues do you fear? We live in a politically correct society. Because the fact is, the threat more prevalent to Christians, especially us, yeah, in Western and free nations, is the psychological fear of men. Jy mag nie dit sê nie, mag nie daai doen nie, ek gaan jou kos van jou tafel afvat, ek gaan jou fire, ek gaan jou salaris wegvat, ek gaan jou in die tronk gooi. This fear is an ancient need to receive affirmation from those around us. Ek wil net nie die pot stir nie. Ek wil net nie mense kwaad maak nie. The fear of men that manifests as people-pleasing, compromised values, peer pressure, even a choice not to share our faith. For fear. Fear of men. Do you struggle with that? I failed that test last week. I failed that test, and I'm ashamed to say this. And so God has been addressing the issue in my heart, and I'm thinking maybe you're struggling with that as well. The fear of men can be a snare when we allow it to influence our decisions rather than obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. John 10:27 says that my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Do we do that? We opt for avoiding unpleasant interactions. Ek wil nie die negatiewe ou wees by die braai nie. Vloek jy maar, gebruik jy maar die Here se naam uitelik. Ek gaan nou nie, dis 'n nice aand, jy het my genooi na jou huis toe vir 'n braai. Maybe you're watching TV with a family in the lounge and they're blaspheming God's name. Are you willing to get up and switch off the TV and say, enough of this? Or do you even fear your family members? It's easier to heed the fear of men than to invite the possibility of consequences. Listen, consider the bold words of Peter when he and the other apostles were ordered to stop preaching in the name of Jesus. You know the story, it's in Acts 5:29. You know what Peter said? He said, we must obey God rather than men. Here, help us. Lord, help us. We must obey God rather than men. Say it with me. I must obey God rather than men. You see, the first disciples did not allow the fear of men to keep them from doing what God has called them to do. Because the fear of man is a snare. Why is it a snare? It supplants the fear of God in our lives. You know, the Bible said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A reverence, a awe, a heilige achting, Here U het gepraat. Psalms 111 and verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And those who practice it, have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. The fear of men sets us on a road to foolishness. Would you agree with me that the fear of men, if you just look at modern day society, has replaced biblical conviction in many so-called Christian circles today? Why? Because public opinion has overridden the clear teachings of the scriptures on so many social issues. En ons moet mekaar versterk en ons moet openlik hieroor praat en ons moet sê kom ons vat hande en ons staan voor die Here. Because at the moment entire denominations are caving into the fear of men. It's become a snare to them. To be desired, to be viewed by the world as, what does the world call it? Progressive, enlightened, tolerant, politically correct. Listen, can you hear the snares of Satan being lined up to trip you up for this Monday? Satan uses this to reel people into his way of thinking. Progressiveness, enlightened. The need to be liked. Ja, ek wil so graag aanvaar word. Satan tells you that lie, you're not good enough and people won't accept you. And we'll do anything to be accepted. We do anything to be liked and become like the world. And the world look at us, why do we want Christianity? Look at our divorce rate. Because to be liked and to be accepted is more important than the word of God. If you are a professing believer, do you fear men or do you fear God? It's a scripture in the book of Romans. It's the stake book. Wow. What then shall we say of these things? Romans 8:31. If God is for us, who can be against us? You see, Romans 8:31 points us away from ensnaring fear of men. If God be for us, who can be against us? And yes, I know that you say, but we should be sensitive and we should do it in love. In addressing the current social issues. And to be compassionate and to be kind to all. Yes, we need to remind each other with respect. We see die Bybel, as 'n jong man 'n ouer man moet reghelp met respek en agting. Die jonger vroue, die ouer vroue, maar ook andersom. But we must never allow the fear of men to determine your course in life. My brother, my sister, I want to say something and it's possibly something that you and I don't understand. But I think thousands of martyrs could have avoided death had they only remained silent about their loyalty to Christ. If they had allowed the fear of men to silence them, they may have won the world's applause, but lost heaven's applause. Satan cannot steal your salvation. Those born again into the kingdom of God. John 1:12. It's a beautiful scripture, but to all those that did receive him, jy kan getuig dat jy wedergebore is vanoggend, nê? Ek praat nie van kerk toe gaan en radio kansel luister nie. Jy kan getuig dat jy wedergebore is. That God in a blink of an eye kopkennis, hartkennis gemaakt, changed you forever. Who believed in his name gave him the right to become children of God. John 1:12. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Are you born again this morning? Can you testify? And so, you know what Satan will do and can do and possibly try it this day? Use snares to steal our victory, to steal our witness, and our opportunities to store up treasures in heaven by magnifying the fear of men. John 10:10, the thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. I, says Jesus, I have come that they may have life and life in abundance. Luke 12:33. Give to the needy. It's preceded by sell your possessions, give to the needy, provide for yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with treasures in heaven that do not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. Maak vir jou skatte in die hemel bymekaar. Are you struggling with this morning? If it's any consolation, I failed this very test last week. I did run to the Lord. I did confess a sin that I was ensnared. And I'm not blaming, pointing the finger in another direction. Fully accepted that blame. Says, Lord, here I am. Broken, Lord, and forgive me. Want ons wil so graag deur die wêreld aanvaar word. Ons wil nie ons vriende en familie afronteer nie. Jy wil nie die baas afronteer nie. Jy wil nie die regering afronteer nie. I want to end off by saying words like progressive, enlightened, tolerant, politically correct, my way. Was it Frank Sinatra that wrote the song that it said, I did it my way? That is, oh man, you're going to miss heaven by miles and miles. And so, Father God, creator of heaven and earth, eternal one, we stand before your throne of grace. And Lord, we ask for boldness. We ask for boldness to be obedient to your word, and to recognize the wiles of the evil one, Lord Satan, who comes with the fear of men to be a snare unto our hearts and our souls. But Lord, give us boldness to trust in the Lord always. For him and her, the Lord, that knows this day, I enter this day, ek stap die wip binne. Here, bewaar my. Save me from the evil one. John 10:10, the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's not just physical. That's my very, very soul, Lord, that is affected here. Forgive us for our trespasses. Lead us not into temptation. I once spoke about sin and said, it's not that we're sinning, we're drinking it down like water. And I immediately got an email, a WhatsApp of somebody said, stop talking about sin, we're living in a dispensation of grace. And I recognized that voice. Satan would love us to just continue on our old ways, under the auspices of a dispensation of grace. Yes, grace indeed. It cost him everything. Our Lord, our Savior, our Messiah. It cost him everything on Calvary. And he didn't die for our comfort, to be liked by the world. Forgive us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak word into your life. Not meant to step on toes and rub you up the wrong way, but God's word is very clear. Be careful of the snares of Satan in this day. And if you've fallen, as jy die Here in die steek gelaat het, daar was hoop vir Petrus. As hoop vir my, hy is die God van die tweede kans. To go and repent. And pick up the slack and take your place in God's army.